Chapter 5. Good and Bad Days. Not everything went well for Snapchat at that time. Reggie came back. In February 2013, his lawyers sent an important document to Evan and Bobby's lawyers. Reggie wanted money from the company, and his lawyers planned to get it for him. Reggie, Evan and Bobby and their lawyers met in April. Reggie did not answer the lawyers' questions well, and he did not look good. But Evan and Bobby looked bad because they chose money and not their friend. The fight with Reggie went on. But not everything went badly. In May 2013, there were 10 million Snapchat users. More companies gave money to Snapchat, and Evan and Bobby got $20 million. Evan bought a red Ferrari car and started learning how to fly a plane. Bobby bought a big new house in Venice, Los Angeles. It cost $2 million. They were rich now, but they still worked hard every day. They moved to a bigger office that was in a quieter part of Venice. More new people came to work at the company. Some of those people came from big, important companies. Others were young people in their first jobs. Snapchat users always wanted more from the app. Now they wanted to send group messages, messages to lots of people. But Evan was not happy about this. People could send group messages on other social media sites. Evan liked the small, friendly side of Snapchat. He did not want it to be the same as other messaging apps. Then, in October 2013, Snapchat Stories was born. Snapchat users were able to share photos and videos with lots of people, but Snapchat only kept them for 24 hours. Users could tell a story through posting lots of photos and videos. Mark Zuckerberg wanted to buy Snapchat again. This time, he wanted to pay Evan and Bobby $3 billion for it. How could Evan and Bobby say no to $3 billion? It was a lot of money. But could Evan and Bobby work for Facebook? No, they could not. They said no to Mark Zuckerberg again. They wanted Snapchat to stay the same. They did not want it to be a small part of the Facebook company. Evan and Bobby were not $3 billion richer, but things still looked very good for Snapchat. Then, bad days came at about the same time as Evan and Bobby said no to Facebook. A group of researchers got Snapchat users' names and phone numbers. They told Snapchat and their users about this problem on Christmas Day 2013, but Snapchat did nothing about it. On January 1st, 2014, a group of hackers called Gibson Security posted the phone numbers and usernames of over 4.6 million Snapchat users on the internet. The newspapers were not kind about Evan and his company because he did not say sorry to the Snapchat users.